The wildfire raging through subdivisions in Fort McMurray, Alberta last week generated horrifying images of burnt homes and evacuees. Firefighters say the fire season is already well underway in Alaska, too, and they need citizens to do their part to keep communities safe. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
The Fort McMurray fire started during a spell of unusually warm weather. Suddenly, an entire city of 80,000 was on the run, or, as shown on CTV, stuck in highway traffic jams.
It happened so fast, people were told to leave immediately. Late reports say many buildings are burning, whole neighborhoods have been destroyed, even the downtown core is on fire.
Matanuska-Susitna Emergency Services Director Bill Gamble was far from Alberta, but he says that fire hit close to home.
Absolutely, it can happen here. In fact, you know, my first thoughts when I saw Fort McMurray going up in flames, it just took me right back to Miller's Reach and the Sockeye Fire last year.
The 1996 Miller's Reach fire in the Mat-Su was the most destructive in state history. Gamble, then the Big Lake fire chief, remembers it vividly. His department now is on full alert. Gamble says fire crews are responding to any local reports of smoke and checking to make sure anyone burning brush has a burn permit and is abiding by its limits.
And we're out there not just waiting for calls to come to us, but we're patrolling and trying to get ahead of the fires to keep them from getting out of control.
Much of Alaska is experiencing conditions similar to those that preceded the Fort McMurray fire. It's been a dry spring following a low snow winter, and now temperatures are much higher than normal.
We're going to see temperatures this weekend close to 80 degrees, and if a wind accompanies that or something, we'll certainly have the conditions that'll promote a large wildland fire.
Tom Kurth is the fire program manager for the Alaska Division of Forestry based in Fairbanks. Among the communities at risk, he says, are those in the boreal forest of the interior, the Mat-Su, and Anchorage. Kurth's eyes are also on the Kenai Peninsula, where he says there's plenty of fuel for a wildfire.
A lot of beetle-killed spruce now is down, and instead of heavy forested lands that we used to have, now there's a lot of grassland out there that is really a very good fire carrier.
As Kurth prepares for the firefighting season, he's lining up assets to help with a large-scale evacuation and hoping one won't be necessary. Nationally, the federal government spends about $500 million a year to make a few million acres less fire-prone by thinning trees, removing underbrush, and building fire breaks. In Alaska, a few thousand acres have been treated in about 5 years. Kurth says it's slow work and there's fierce competition for grants to fund it. Instead, much of the prevention effort is trained on you, the public. Anchorage Fire Department Forester John C. says he takes every opportunity to educate homeowners, particularly in the most fire-prone areas of the city, like the Hillside and Eagle River.
The message there is you chose to live in the wildland-urban interface, so it's up to you to provide for your structure and your family's safety.
This week, C has been responding to a flood of requests for home inspections.
We see lots of things like wood piles under decks. We see snow machines right next to homes, dead grass, leaves that haven't been raked away. A number of homes still have wooden shake roofs.
Like fire personnel around the state, C advises homeowners to clear a defensible space around their homes. He says a little bit of effort can make a home much more resistant to wildfire. For APRN, I'm Liz Ruskin.